Report, 101 officers shot in line of duty this year, a real crisis. By Amy Furr on April 3, 2022. The National Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, reported that 101 officers had been shot in the line of duty as of Friday so far this year, and its president said it was unlike anything he had ever witnessed. It is a 43% increase compared to the number of officers who were shot at the same time last year and a 63% rise compared to the year before, Fox News reported Saturday. According to the FOP's monthly update, of the officers shot, 17 were killed by gunfire. We are in the midst of a real crisis. The violence directed at law enforcement officers is unlike anything I've seen in my 36 years of law enforcement, National FOP President Patrick Yost stated. Last year was one of the most dangerous years for law enforcement, with more officers shot in the line of duty since the National Fraternal Order of Police began recording this data, he added. In a social media post on Friday, the FOP called the data horrific, adding it was an absolute stain on our society. When the vast majority of media elites decide that this issue isn't worth covering, it speaks volumes as to where our society is heading, the organization continued. States with the most officers killed this year were Arizona, Texas, New York, Georgia, and Washington, according to the Fox article. In February, 13 officers located in different areas of the country were shot during a 24-hour time period, Breitbart News reported. Meanwhile, Reverend Franklin Graham criticized radical attorneys general and prosecutors following attacks and killings of officers across the nation, the outlet reported in January. Graham wrote in a social media post that prosecutors and attorneys general are allowing hardened criminals to commit crimes and walk back out onto the streets, sometimes within hours. It isn't hard to figure out that this puts the police and the public at great risk. These prosecutors and attorneys general need to be held accountable for what they are doing to our communities and how it is affecting people's lives, he said. God holds all of us accountable, down to every word that we speak, and he demands truth because he is truth, he concluded.